Our first guest, and we're going to go to her now, is Brenda Russell Williams. She is 20 plus years, one of the top marketing professionals in the country. Maybe the world important and iconic campaign. She has been a part of so many of those over at Leo Burnett, and she is the founder of MyGPS. And we're going to talk with her about just sort of some of the ways that we can kind of make up for lost time with our kids and their future and their potential. Brenda, welcome to WGN.
Good morning, Dane. Thank you for having me this morning.
Well, it's always great to have that opportunity to talk to you. And of course, we've talked, you and I, about MyGPS, that groundbreaking program where you utilize all of the skills, the know-how, the experience that works in so many ways on the marketing side with so many recognizable things, and kind of applying it not only to education in general, but to our kids and their future. And I think now more than ever, it's the kind of thing that is needed as parents are looking back to really what was going to be a few months, maybe a few weeks. Now we're looking at possibly 2 years, not only of remote learning, but kind of lost learning, and trying to make up for some of that ground by really taking and targeting, strategically honing in on what the kids want, what is their passion, and what is their potential.
Yeah, absolutely. As you said, MyGPS is that program that really helps young people with what I consider to be an unfolding that is really necessary right now. I'm actually, as you and I have talked several times, I'm really happy to hear that there's a lot of interest in helping young people really tap into what I call social-emotional learning. I mean, we are all trying to get through this pandemic. I, every day, you know, try to shake off what I call the fog of that, of COVID-19. And really get back to who I am and understand, you know, what the promise is of my potential going forward. And I think that's especially important for our young people today. It's funny because we're all walking around with our masks on. And as I look at this, I say, who is behind the mask? And while we are all really focused on making sure our kids, you know, are going to move ahead academically, we have to understand that we've got to meet them where they are right now. Many of them have been very traumatized by what has happened over the last year and a half, not being with their friends, you know, dealing with depression, being afraid of what might happen to their parents and their grandparents. These are very real things.
Yeah. I mean, to have that be built into sort of that thought process and things that students have to process, other than just kind of growing up, being students and trying to learn, I think it offers an opportunity. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Brenda Russell Williams about MyGPS and the importance and maybe the opportunity, right, to have a reset switch to say, like, okay, we're kind of starting from scratch here, going to figure out how we're going to gear back up on the learning side and maybe set that direct route, set the GPS basically for the best and highest potential and best future. So quick break. We'll be back. It's Dane in for John here on 720 WGN. Brenda Russell Williams, she is the founder of MyGPS, of course, longtime, just legendary marketing professional, creating iconic campaigns, and now using that talent to help our kids find their best talent and their passion. Brenda, welcome back.
Thank you, Dane.
So let's talk about it. In the time that we have maybe like 6-7 minutes. Let's talk about the philosophy, and we'll have links up at WGNradio.com as well. But just that sort of kind of a new way to look at having kids, instead of just meandering and sort of bumping into their future, going right at it.
Yeah, absolutely. In my work with doing brand strategy with large organizations, we're always seeking for that vision. What we are doing it with our young people is helping them to think about the vision they have for their future, really by understanding what makes them remarkable, not something that we tell them, but something that they really look to within and discover for themselves, and know that that which makes them remarkable is the key to really helping to set that future that they want for themselves. The world is really focused on what are you going to do, and in MyGPS, we focus on who do you want to be. and understanding the image that you want to project, understanding what your great skills are, understanding how you might want to shape or even change this world, and understanding what you bring to the table beyond, you know, your tremendous math skills or the kinds of things that recruiters are typically look for. Understand that your story, who you are, is really the thing that separates you, really can empower you, and really move you forward so that you are more engaged in your schoolwork, you're more engaged in your relationships with your friends, and you are more engaged as you go forward seeking your first job or even in your career. So we give kids the tools to actually be able to ask the kinds of questions that will propel them forward. The same kind of tools that we use with major marketers in this country as they think about bringing meaning to their brands and engaging them with this world. I was listening to one of your ads earlier around ZipRecruiter and the talk around the skills, being able to find the skills. We say, yes, we want to make sure we empower our children to have the skills, but we also want to make sure they're able to articulate the story behind those skills that really set them apart. If you think about where we've been now with this pandemic, all of us have a story to tell. And we can make a decision. We can be depressed by it, we can be trapped by it, or we can be inspired and empowered by it. And MyGPS will be going into classrooms and having conversations with young people this year that really meets them where they are right now and helps them to develop tools to uplift them from where they are and really propel them forward and walk out being able to articulate authentically, proudly, and with confidence what they've been able to learn from this, how this has helped to shape them, be a better person, and how this moves them forward into their future.
Using some of those, the skills, the techniques, right, the talents that were just employed in the marketing world, I think is genius. You know, they always say that if you can find something to do that you love, you'll never work a day in your life. And sometimes being able to I mean, it's a thing that I think everybody sort of agrees. That's true, right? You don't feel like you're working when you're doing something you love. So to take that actually seriously and put it towards a strategy and not just create sort of an aspirational vision of what you would like to be, but actually create, like you said, form those questions in a serious way and actually create the pathway to it. So before we let you go, Brenda, let us know where we can go for MyGPS.com. Let us know, maybe some of the pilots or other ways maybe some of the listeners can get involved, not only to participate or support and just learn more.
Yeah, absolutely. You can find more about MyGPS on findmygps.me. You'll find more about our programming on developing personal narratives, which is what we really focus on. We are looking for more opportunities to scale and engage young people in as many ways as possible. And Dane, something new to MyGPS is we are finding, because schools are still trying to find their way in getting their programming together, that we are beginning to touch people now individually and personally. So we're doing more work on social media and working with young people virtually to get them to a place where we deal with some of these issues that they are facing every day. And as you said, the hope is to help develop more engaged and empowered young people as they go forward in their academic and professional careers. And one word I'd just like to leave you with, and it's a quote from Amanda Gorman, "There is always light. If only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it." And MyGPS focuses on being as opposed to doing.
Brenda Russell Williams, looking at just the way that it is now, people are looking for that light as opposed to alternatives. And it's tough. You feel a little guilty sometimes looking for silver linings in the pandemic. But I think this is that opportunity, as people are saying, things get broken down basically to the base and say, well, let's build it up from here. And maybe there's a better way to go. So I appreciate it. And last thing, the website for MyGPS?
findmygps.me.
All right. Thank you, Brenda Russell Williams. Thanks so much for everything you're doing and for being on the show today.
Thank you, Dane, and keep looking for that light.